Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox joins us now. And coach, Carolina getting a 4-2 win over LSU in its last World Series game. Now it's the familiar foe, the Wolfpack, once again. But first of all, let's talk about the win over the Tigers. This was a great one to get after the opening game of the World Series, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one we certainly had to get to stay out here. And, you know, we knew that, you know, a big-time opponent. Big game, and we got obviously a terrific pitching performance by Trent Thornton, a two-run homer from Brian Overton early in the game, and hung on for a big win.
Thornton is only a freshman, but you put a lot of faith in him, don't you?
A lot. I mean, he's really not a freshman anymore, just in terms of his baseball experience, because he's pitched in a lot of big games for us throughout the year, and our team and our coaches and everybody had a lot of confidence in him, and you know, he did well. He pitched great for us and gave us a chance to win.
This was a refreshing game in some aspects because some of the Carolina bats that had been rather quiet came alive against LSU.
Well, they did, and hopefully that'll help us going forward. Just, confidence is such a big part of, you know, of this game, and especially of hitting. And, you know, we had some guys sort of break out a little bit, if you will. And, tonight will be a different game, but confidence, again, you know, always helps. So hopefully it'll take it forward in our next game.
Coach, I was just sitting and thinking about this Carolina baseball team this morning, and you have won 58 times. I mean, 58 victories on the season. Every time you win a game, you set a new record for the most wins in a single season. This team is really something special, and I know that you really want to put the cork in the bottle, so to speak, by winning this whole thing.
Well, it's hard. When you think about it, it's hard to kind of wrap. It's even hard for me to kind of wrap, you know, my head around that number of wins, the most ever in the history of our program. And it's a great credit to these kids. And, you know, and of course, you know, with those wins comes, you know, expectations and getting us out here. And, you know, again, you got to try to keep winning, certainly to win the whole thing. And it's extremely difficult to do out here because the teams are so good and there's just such a small margin for error and a very thin line between winning and losing. And that certainly would cap it all off, but we can't really think about that right now, the position we're in. We just have to think about the next game and trying to survive.
We're talking to Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox. And Coach Fox, there are a lot of adjectives come to mind when thinking about this Carolina baseball team. Talent is one of the words, and chemistry is another. But one of the words that keeps coming back to me is resilience. You're the only team in the country not to suffer back-to-back losses. And I think that's pretty amazing. Even when these guys lose, they find a way to come back and do it the next time out.
Well, they have. I mean, they've taken it personally, and they don't like to lose, and they're very competitive. We could tell that in the fall, just working with them, and believe it or not, just in scrimmages. I mean, and even some of the team stuff that we did in the fall, they just want to win at the simplest of things, and that carries over to our games. And they're a tough bunch, and again, they don't like to lose. So that's been a big trait for them, and one I'm very proud of.
Well, this Tar Heel baseball team has gone halfway across the country to Omaha, which is certainly a familiar destination for Carolina baseball fans. And again, you got to go all the way out there and then play North Carolina State for the second time in this series. What are your feelings on that, about having another team from just down the road with you there at the College World Series, and you're having to play each other more than once?
Yeah, well, it happens in the NCAA tournament, just the way the brackets fall, and you never know who you're going to play when they announce the 64 teams, and it all kind of comes together, and it's something we have no control over, certainly. Yeah, we have no control over the outcome of their games in the bracket and who ends up playing home, so we don't give a lot of thought to it. I mean, obviously we're familiar with each other and we're rivals, but there's a lot more at stake, certainly in this game, than has probably ever been in us playing NC State, and it is what it is. I mean, it adds an extra element to it, but, you know, out here and playing in front of all these people on this stage, I mean, it's about just trying to win, and it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you're just trying to win to stay out here and trying to move on, and I think that's the way our kids are looking at it.
The Tar Heels and the Wolfpack have played each other four times already this season. Each have won two games, and every Tar Heel fan I know has been saying, I don't mind playing North Carolina State again. I just don't want to have to face Carlos Rodon again, and everybody's saying he may be the best pitcher in the entire country. Who are you starting tonight, and what are your feelings on the possibility of going against Rodon with everything on the line?
Well, we're throwing Hobbs Johnson, and Hobbs pitched very well against NC State in the ACC tournament, and you know, we think he's going to give us another good outing and give us a chance to win. You know, I do not know, at this point, I haven't heard who NC State is throwing. So, you know, if it is him, I mean, we've obviously got to do a better job and compete a little bit harder against him. Hopefully, hold him down offensively and take advantage of any opportunities we have to score.
Well, if it is him, he'll be going on only 3 days rest, so maybe that would be a good advantage there as well. But, Coach, no matter what happens from here on out, you're playing again tonight, and of course we'll have it right here on WCHL. What do you have to say about this Carolina baseball team and its character, the way it has put things together all season long?
Well, they've been a special bunch, and you know, I've said many times and several times to them that, you know, I'm having a blast. And I think all of our coaches and all of our support staff being around this group, and you know, we wanted to continue. You know, let's stay on the ride, you know, as long as we can. And I think this team does have a lot of character, and you know, I'm proud of them no matter what. I mean, no matter how all this ends, I mean, we've done something very special. But you know, we want to try to keep it going, and you know, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to do that.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Go Heels, and let's keep this thing going in the College World Series and bring it all home.
I hear you. Thank you, Ron, for having me on once again.